Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast, catching up with one of my best friends in the industry, Sam Taylor. Sam, how are you?
Doing well today, Gary. How about yourself?
Doing great. Sam, as you probably know, but if you don't, he's the Executive Vice President and COO at Almo Corporation, started the Almo Pro AV division of Almo, I guess that's been almost 10 years ago.
Yes, next year we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Got a lot of plans for the 10th anniversary. We don't want to talk about those right now because that'll all be debuted in January. But you introduced a new service, or kind of rolled all your services into one earlier this year, about halfway through the year, and branded it as No Box, which basically is a good way of describing that this is not a box service. This is literally a service that helps integrators do a better job and fill holes where they might have to continue their business model.
Yeah, that's right. We had so many different services and we continue to add service offerings for our integrators that we decided to put them under a separate brand name, if you will, so that it was all encompassing of all the different services we have, and we call it No Box. And you're right. It's not a, it's an augment. It's when integrators need extra helping hands or extra programming assistance or need content for digital signage or bandwidth for the jobs they're doing with their corporate customers or any kind of customer. So it's additional revenue for them and can add incremental and recurring revenue depending on which of the services that they're using.
Well, let's talk about each one real quick because you've got a few different services rolled into one. First off, if an integrator has an office in, say, Boston and New York, and they have a big job in California, you'll kind of fill the void there, right? That's one of the services that you have.
Yeah, we saw instances where integrators were doing, let's say, like a bank rollout across the country, and they don't have people in North Dakota or South Dakota, and it's a pain for them to figure out how they're going to do that bank, and they certainly don't want to fly people of their own resources to do that job if they can use somebody like ourselves to do that for them.
And another service that I was most excited about when you introduced was the creative services where you do content creation. Specifically, you aimed it at digital signage, which has been amped up quite a bit with an acquisition that you made earlier this year, but it can be used for other creative services as well.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. We can assist our integrators with lots of different content opportunities. And you're right, the first aim is the digital signage. That's the lowest hanging fruit. And in July, we acquired Insteo, which is a content creation company. And that was a really good acquisition for us and has really helped us grow our content creation services.
And then you said bandwidth. Obviously, with the UCC market exploding and people doing video conferencing now through IP networks instead of the old-fashioned way, there's an opportunity for integrators to be selling that bandwidth. And that's what you brought to the table with that partnership.
Yep, that's right. We've got contracts with carriers across the country. There's really no geography that's not covered. With companies like Comcast and Time Warner, and really all the integrator has to do is ask the question. We do all the rest of the heavy lifting for them. And basically once their end user signs up for the bandwidth services, they get a recurring revenue check every month for as long as the end user customer keeps that. And average length of keeping a service is 7 years. So for 7 years, they're going to be receiving a check every month just for asking the question. And the question I always get asked, well, will we be price competitive? And the way it's structured is they would be able to give the exact same cost that, let's say, Comcast would themselves. So they're very cost competitive, and there's no worry there that they're not going to be priced right. So it's a really good opportunity. Probably the most, in total transparency, probably the most underutilized of our services. but also the one with the most potential for our integrators as well.
Certainly one of the most successful has probably been your control systems and DSP programming, because that's something that you know, you're able to augment the integrators that don't have the expertise there, but you're also able to help them out when they're kind of in a bind.
Yeah, that's right. And it's been a mixture, but it's been, I'd say it's mostly when they get big jobs and big jobs consume them and they want to export some of the smaller jobs and things like that to keep those things rolling in house. And the since we've launched the NoBox brand, which was at Infocom in June, which pretty much coincided with the start of our fiscal year, which was May 1st, our services have more than doubled year over year. Matter of fact, they're at about 2.5 times what we did last year at this point. So we're really excited about the growth. And our pipeline is really large as more and more integrators are taking advantage of these services.
And speaking of which, the last is the surveillance and security remote monitoring support for, you know, across both surveillance security and AV systems.
Yes, and that one I think also has tremendous potential. We've a couple really large projects in the works that I can't really talk about, but they're going to be huge for the integrators that have partnered with us, and it's going to make them really super competitive, and they're going to have a good monthly income from using like the remote asset monitoring that we're providing.
Well, so NoBox will continue in 2019, obviously. It helps you kind of brand the services, and that's really a differentiator that Almo has. I mean, it's anyone can kind of say they're a distributor, although you have some great brands, 45 or so partners that are very unique. You have a few exclusive partnerships, but it's the services. It really comes down to the service that some individual is going to get, and I think that's why you're really pushing this, is to make sure that people see that as a differentiator between everyone else out there.
Yeah, and it has been a differentiator. We've always been known for great customer service and support, but also now having the ability to help our integrators out and truly help them out and not just have a listing on the line card, but actually have a true service that can help them. And we're actively out there working with them. It's been great for us, and I think that talking to some of the integrators has been really great for them as well.
And if you want, you can see all these services. They're kind of wrapped up into one microsite at almoproav.com/NoBox, NoBox. Sam, hey, thanks for joining me and kind of going through a review. And one last question. So you always have a good handle on the industry and sort of the direction the industry is going. Obviously, you had a great 2018. How are you feeling about 2019, and what should integrators be looking out for?
Well, I think that from my vantage point, I think that, you know, 2018 was a tremendous year. I think 2019 is going to be a very strong year. I think at the end, it'll be interesting to see where we are at the end of next year, because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I think we're nearing the end of a business cycle. So I'm thinking somewhere along the way that we're going to be dealing with an economy that the growth has either slowed or maybe just gone negative briefly. I'm hoping it's not a big one, but I think the beginning of next year is going to be strong. Our pipeline's really full. Our integrators are really full. I mean, business is just right now, Gary, this past couple months is as busy as I can ever remember this industry being. And that's good, and I think that'll continue into 2019. The advantage of being in the commercial industry, if we do start to dip into a recession, it hits the consumer industries first, because our projects and things are planned, and so it gives you some time to react if that happens. It takes average in my mind 6 months before you really see the full effect of it in our commercial channel.
So, I also think that if you've diversified really well outside of just doing traditional pro AV, that will help quite a bit. Like, for example, digital signage is definitely an area that's going to continue to grow. It's not going to see a downturn. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to get to is that the two areas, you know, the unified collaboration and is still exploding. That's not going to go down in a downturn. As a matter of fact, that may accelerate as companies, slash their travel budgets or whatever. They're going to have more things like Zoom to have Zoom meetings rather than put people on planes. Also the, like you just mentioned, digital signage, not going to have a downturn. Most smart companies during a recession are the most successful ones are the ones that advertise and advertise through it. So if we do get hit with one, the smart companies will be deploying lots of digital signage to help grow their bottom line.
I agree with you 100%. In fact, that was the differentiator the last 10 years ago when we had a dip. So thanks for that advice. I appreciate it. I agree with what you said. So, and thanks for joining me. Have a great end of the year and enjoy your holiday. And we'll talk again in January with some big announcements.
Yeah, you do the same, Gary. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, you too. And thanks everyone for listening. Of course, you can check out everything that Almo has to offer at almoproav.com. And of course, we've been talking about NoBox, which you can find at almoproav.com/NOBOX. Thanks again. Have a great day.